Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18
plus. Hello, dear friends and listeners and peoples of this earth. Thank you for listening. I normally start off my episodes by saying, hello, darlings. Sorry I'm late. I was having a moment. But this next episode is about timelessness, and as I grow and reflect and listen into the ways that time is an illusion and we are always unfolding in exactly the right time, I realize that maybe I might stop saying sorry I'm late, because I'm not actually always sorry. I'm often just, okay, a big truck. See if you can hear that in this recording. I'm not often late. I'm just on time for the unfolding nature of my life. And I want to trust that a little bit more. So in celebration of this episode of timelessness, I would like to say thank you for your patience. And I hope you enjoy these words. And, you know, I normally say at the end, if you've enjoyed the episode, please like, share. But I'm going to say it now, because I really wrote this thinking about almost everyone I know. And I think that a lot of people who listen to this will have someone in mind that they could share it with. And I just really hope that these words sit in a place that, oh, that are comforting or fulfilling. And I would really love to know what you think. I hope you enjoy this. Women, we are timeless. Act like it. Woman King and other things. We take time because we have more time behind us. In a conversation I had with Shingi Shonyua last year, she shared these words and they've never left me. Shingi is an electric performer and a sensational artist. She was my dream guest and my first guest on the podcast because she embodies a knowing and a timelessness that I believe all Black women can benefit from leaning into. I would like to repeat this sentence so it might find another place to rest in our bodies and our hearts and minds. We take time because we have more time behind us. I am moved by the way that sentence acknowledges a truth that we all live and also explains an ancient wisdom that is in our journey. In a Western society that is obsessed with age and youth, it's no mistake that we deeply melanated women are afforded a kind of privilege when it comes to lines, to unforgiving gravity and delicate drying skin. But it would be too shallow to believe that glowing nature of youth begins from the outside. I believe that our lines, our roots that we have, confirm our grace through the ages. It proves that we're from an age where being alive was something to be celebrated in ceremony, in dance, in song, and in stories. Somehow, I think that our unseen lines lead us back to the lines of fire and war, or defiance and love, that these lines lead us to us being here today. We are, after all, the results of our ancestors' prayers and dreams. It is also my belief that the ancient future that we have within us, that informs the depth of our love, the expansion of our minds, and the phenomenal way that we emerge from every obstacle, that all of this is part of the grand tapestry that shapes our lives. It's as though with every decade we are just getting started, but the truth is we have always been here. We have always held the ground. We have always made the homes. We have always been that constant force, too often dismissed as invisible, when without us, without the night, you would not know light. Everything is born from darkness. Life begins there. Our wombs that gave birth to humanity hold both the codes and the magic, and it's not just the darker the berry, the sweeter the fruit. It's the darkest hue that is like the reflection of the great unknown galaxies. Know thyself. I saw Woman King this week, and I was floored by many things. Epic performances, powerful and soft women, fully embodying themselves, telling stories and every part of their souls on show. They were conjuring up a fierceness that some of us have been taught to shy away from. Don't be too strong, too loud. Don't you dare express your full range or full anger. We had been taught that if we were too much, we could scare people. We got terrified of being the angry black woman, as it might lose us a job or scare away a lover. God forbid that we express ourselves fully. And when I say we, I mean women, but specifically, I mean black women, and more specifically, dark-skinned black women. In parts of this film, I had moments of worry. Here we go again with the strong black woman narrative. Will we ever be seen as soft, was my fear. But before long, there were scenes with Viola bathing, resting, curls wild and free. And then, soon after, they cut to girls braiding each other's hair deep in sisterhood and love. And I was seeing flashes of the world that I know with women who look just like me. The watershed moment here is dark-skinned black women in leading roles, playing dramatic characters with range and weight. And the reason I've been moved to write this piece is because this kind of production has not happened in this way, on this scale, in Hollywood. Now, I have to footnote, I am not dismissing African films or even independent movies, all of which have made awesome strides to show us in stunning ways, but this scale felt significant. And what I want to highlight now is that it's 2022. It is 2022. Now, of course, we have had Black Panther. Though not female-led, this was also a significant movie for the mainstream shift, and in particular, dark-skinned women in leading roles outside of the slave help narrative. And we've also had movies like Queen and Slim that gave us a beautiful love story with the softness and badass goddessness of Jodie Turner Smith. And yes, it's been happening slowly, trickling in, but I'm just going to repeat that it's 2022 and we have always been here. And this is just now happening. The last 4 months of this year will bring us more glory. And I guess it's a great time to share the unmissable films coming up. We of course have Black Panther 2 in November that will see Michaela Cole join the already stellar cast featuring Lupita Nyong'o. Anna Diop takes on the lead role in Nanny, directed by Nkiyatu Jusu. And Letitia Wright is giving us double the joy. She is of course in Black Panther 2 and she'll also star in The Silent Twins alongside Tamara Lawrence. There is also I Wanna Dance With Somebody, which is the Whitney biopic starring Naomi Aki. And this is just me zooming in on the black women. The bottom line is, we are having a moment. And as we celebrate it, I also want to take the time to recognise all the unnamed artists that have been here, who have always been here, who have been knocking on doors and throwing their entire lives into trying, crying, pushing, in a time when we literally had no chance, when these scripts were just not getting greenlit. They weren't even being written. And while I'm here, I want to open this up to the models and the painters and the photographers who have persisted when the spaces and places were there for us to see, but there was just no entry. We were continually blocked. And I have to speak on this alongside the breakthroughs because these artists, these people are right here among us, next to you, in me, in bedrooms and boardrooms, in call centres, in front desk offices, in hospitals and in the myriad of uniforms that we put on. In those shoes are the artists who were also part of this. I said to my friend, I just feel so sad that it's taken all this time and that there are so many talents whose names people might never know. And he turned to me and said, if they did anything, they were successful too. If they just got one gig, one line, if they just did one show, that they are part of this too. And I turned to him and I said, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I never quite looked at it like that. That if you did anything at all in a time when so much of this did not exist for us, you mattered in a huge way. I wanted to say that for anyone not on this path anymore. how much every artist whose names we now know stands on the shoulders of our elders and our peers who were knocking on the doors before they would open. And what I really want to leave with us, what I really hope that I can embody as much as I preach, is a deep knowing that, one, I am, we are timeless. And if anything I do takes more time, know that the time behind us shapes not just our now, but the ancient future we are building. And that is how we take more time, because we have more time behind us. Thank you. If you are enjoying this podcast, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. And always know that I'm taking my time to ensure that every word, every conversation, every share you receive is right on time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.